Can you hear me?
Ryan!
Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Ryan!
Can you hear me?
Ryan!
That's not an answer.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for what? Episode 103?
103!
The pudding edition.
Pudding!
Pudding's gonna come in and make a special appearance every 2 seconds, so be prepared.
It is gonna get weird.
It's gonna get weird.
Y'all crazy.
So we have Josh on the podcast. Been a while since you've been on the podcast.
Hey, yeah. I'm usually asleep by now.
He was technically on number 100.
Well, technically, yeah. But you know, that's we no, don't count technicals.
No. Yeah, no web.
It was
no
technically a podcast.
Yeah, and weren't you trying to be on last week's too?
Yeah, some prick wouldn't get off Phoenix Wright, so I was asleep.
Yeah,
wonder who that was.
Some little tiny dick dude wouldn't quit playing game.
That was some good times though. I think.
Who has a little wiener?
I don't know. That was the thing on Skype today. We were talking about little wieners, so I threw it out there. We rolled the dice.
Were you guys having like Vienna sausages or something?
What? I don't know.
What?
Those are good. I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys ever have little Smokies?
Yes.
Oh.
How awesome are little Smokies?
They're my favorite. I get Sarah to make.
Can I have them in a blanket, please?
Absolutely. I should probably close the window.
Yeah, huh? It's cool.
Oh,
he made, not, made just in time.
All right, the train's here.
Hey, yo!
Guys, it's the train.
It doesn't help either that the microphone is like an infinite amount closer to the window either.
Did I miss it?
Am I late?
Nah, baby, you're just on time.
This train's most always right podcaster.
So how are you guys?
Doing good.
Can't complain.
You can't complain?
Why not?
Yeah, what?
Because I can't. Everybody's stopping me.
Don't.
I'm being oppressed.
My feelings are being oppressed.
It's good, except for Canada apparently is on fucking fire. And so what? It's all smoky here.
Oh.
Canada's on fire.
Yeah, I guess Alberta caught fire. I guess they rioted after the Canucks got their ass kicked by the Sharks.
No. That's not what happened. Quit lying.
Oh, hey. It sounds better.
It sounds better that they rioted it? Yeah. Even though it's not believable at all?
I'm sure the Canadians got it in them to riot somewhere.
I don't think they do.
I'm sure if enough maple syrup, you know, was stolen from their country, they'd really get up in arms about it.
It would literally have to be more syrup than any other country could hold because they have a lot, and it takes a lot to get them riled up.
I'm pretty sure that's the only
don't
place
you
can.
Don't get you syrup. Don't you underestimate them terrorists. Them terrorists take them syrups.
When did the terrorists get here?
What are you talking about, dude?
And why are they stealing maple syrup?
From Canada.
It's delicious.
What's it going to do with their, like, three World War II tanks and the Mounties? Like, what threat is Canada at all?
Hey, that's bullshit. They got the snowbirds.
I don't even know what that means. Like, old people that fly south for the...
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
It's their Royal Air Force.
What? Just like people that, like, live in a different place.
Yeah, isn't that what they call old people that migrate south during the winter?
Yeah.
No, that's the people Royal that go Air to Florida.
No, snowbirds. The Royal Air Force. Yes, they call the old people the Royal Air Force.
Those are proud soldiers.
They got their hover rounds and shit.
You know,
we're not going to visit the Grand Canyon in this bitch.
Speaking of the Air Force, Alex, when Sam and I went to Mount Diablo, we saw this dude driving a, well, it was a chick, so it wasn't a dude. It was a chick Star driving falls, a, like a gunmetal Corvette with the license plate F-18 Navy.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, hey, man, it's this chick flying around in a Corvette thinking that it's an airplane. And as soon as we were yelling idiot to her, I was like, man, this kind of reminds me of Alex. So I thought I'd bring it in, you know.
Hey,
podcast.
At least when a cop pulls her over for speeding, she can hand him a pilot's license.
Just her pilot's license. I think you'll see my credentials are all in order here.
I could tell you that shit don't work.
I'll be on my way.
Good day.
Thank you for your time and your service.
And your service.
The one time I tried to pull that, the cop pulls me over, I hand him my pilot's license on accident, and he goes, well, you know you're in a fucking car, right, son? I was like, oh.
What?
I know. No sympathy or nothing. He was just like, well, hey, asshole, you're in a car. There's a fucking speed limit. I was like, ugh. Oh.
Maybe this pilot's license will explain everything, officer.
Maybe my secondary pilot's license will let you know that everything is in order.
I can go as fast
and
as
then,
I want.
And then you pull up the CFI one, you're like, well, I'll give you a free flight lesson. He goes, that's bribery, son. Fuck.
Now you're bribery.
All right, well, do you want my number or what? Like,
get the hell out of that car.
Get Jess, Eddie.
Not trying to date you, son.
Trying to date my son.
I need you to get the fuck out of that car right now.
Sir, do you have any weapons in this vehicle?
No.
Shit. You know what? I don't want to lie to
He's
you.
He's got a gun.
Watch out, the safety's off.
Watch out, the safety's on? I don't get it.
I said the safety's off.
Oh, I heard on, too.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard on, too, yeah.
Oh, I said off.
Watch out, officer. The safety's on. Yeah, I know how to use
safety's
a gun.
Safety's on. It's not dangerous at all. Would you like to inspect?
Nah, the gun's not dangerous. It's, I mean, if, well, yeah, no, the gun's dangerous because the
well,
safety...
Well, you don't want to shoot it off in your face. I'll tell you that. I made that mistake already.
Don't point it at your face or your limbs. I do that a lot, and it's bad. Just, you know, trust me on that. Safety's kind of broken. And by broken, I mean it's stuck on, of course.
Shit's broke.
It's stuck on. This gun will never fire again. No matter what you do.
We're thinking about putting the gun down because it's just...
Taking broken. It out in the field.
It's the right broken thing shit. To do.
Take it out to the fields and shooting it.
Shoot it with another gun.
Send it off proper.
Good night, sweet prince.
Are stupid.
They're stupid.
Yeah, well.
At least I'm man enough to admit it.
What are you going to do
about it? I can't give a shit.
I don't give a shit that I'm dumb.
Lies, I'm bringing you all with me.
If I'm dumb, you're all coming dumb with me.
Dumbs. Yeah. Got him.
Got him.
Nailed it. God damn, that was good.
Mom said I'd never amount to anything. Showed her that bitch.
Dumb bitch. Well, I approved her. You guys are dumb.
You're dumb.
Well, I'm sorry.
But I love you.
It's all right then.
Oh, okay.
Well, that just makes me feel good inside.
My parents used to tell me that all the time.
used to.
And that's when the safety started working.
So wasn't there something we were talking about before?
We were talking about World of Warcraft.
Being fucking retarded.
Well, we weren't saying those exact words.
Oh, I thought we were leading up to that.
No. I wasn't. Were you?
I think we could go there.
Ultimately wanted it to go.
I really felt strongly just, that we were heading this
same pace here, right? We hate it, right? Yeah.
Bring a chicka jig.
Fast tracked it all the way there.
So we wrapped up that subject. Next.
All right, wait.
Yeah, I want to know why you're talking about Warcraft.
Yeah, you came here like right when we stopped talking, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay, yeah, who brought it up originally?
Alan.
Me.
Yeah, something about they losing members or some shit.
Yeah, they lost like 1.3 million.
Didn't they lose like 3 million once Star Wars came out?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but then people played Star Wars and they got those 3 million back.
I don't think this kid ever knows what he's talking about.
I think you know what you're talking about, Ryan. Why don't you take over the subject? Let us know.
I'm just saying. I don't want to say
that. So you're just saying shit. Period.
I think World of Warcraft is awesome. I haven't played it in years, but I support it. I want there to be a second one.
I haven't fucking played that game forever, but it was cool.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing that you and I don't agree with. I think that it's done. I think that the smart move for Blizzard would be for them to move on to another franchise and work on something new instead of going with World of Warcraft 2. Because Blizzard, they got good marketing. That's, if anything, that's what they're really good at is marketing.
But you're not saying for them just to be done with Warcraft.
Well, no, I think that they should let it die out. I don't think that they should put any more effort into doing any expansions for it and just let it be what it's going to be, you know?
Well, I mean,
that's never going to happen.
Another MMO for it? Yeah. Like a different one?
Well,
with the,
they're working on that other game, Hearthfire, yeah?
Yeah, they have a different group.
And
a different MMO.
That's supposed
Isn't that
to
a
be...
card game?
Is it a board game?
I think so.
I don't think I've ever heard of that. Let's, do a little bit of.
You said a card game.
Well, they had the card game. Hearthfire. Hearthfire.
The thing you use.
I did that for Blizzard. Blizzard. Hearthstone.
Oh,
that's what it's called.
Oh, Hearthfire is the fucking Skyrim thing.
Yeah,
I was thinking in my head. Like,
whoops.
What?
It's the same word, you know? Oh, it's definitely not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be another MMO, but yeah, it's like a card game.
Yeah, see?
Oh, right.
But it's like a digital card game. It's not like a tabletop card game.
But it's like, I mean, if they make another MMO, it wouldn't be so bad.
I think they got what it takes. I think they got, honestly, what it takes to make a successful MMO, because World of Warcraft started off fantastic.
Yeah, and if they put more effort into making a different one with a new system and all that.
What are they taking
in or something?
Do
you think a different World of Warcraft or a different.
No, not a different MMO. It was like it's still a Warcraft MMO because, you know, that fucking universe is so fucking big.
Yeah, they could go anywhere.
Yeah, but it's not World of Warcraft. Like, it's.
Yeah, well, Blizzard's going to stick to what they know, and Blizzard has a certain style. So whatever their next game is going to be, it's going to be Warcraft-related.
I hope so. I love Warcraft. I love all the lore. I love it.
But it's not going to be WoW 2. That would be, I think, a stupid mistake on their part.
You don't want to see that WoW Deuce?
I do.
You want to see that WoW Deuce?
That no.
Gross.
Don't. Yeah. Shut up, Josh. You're saying gross things. Giving us all the squirts right now.
I like how that's the thing now.
I started saying squirts. It, and I didn't give up.
I made it happen.
You believed in yourself, and that's...
just keep
That's
pushing.
All that mattered.
Exactly. You can make anything happen, guys. You just gotta stick to your guns.
Just gotta never let it go.
Better be losing.
Just keep saying it until everyone's safe.
And believe in yourself.
Shut up.
Yeah. Come on, Josh, believe in yourself.
Oh, I bleed it.
You bleed it?
I bleed it.
Man, I'm bleeding out all day.
I'm bleeding out.
That could be a thing.
I'm yeah. bleeding out.
I'm bleeding out.
Bleeding out.
Let everybody know how much you believe in something. You're bleeding out.
I don't like that. I don't think we should do that one now. I like squirts. I like squirts and shits. When something's kind of giving you a problem and you don't know what to do and it just keeps giving you that problem, it's giving you the shits. And when someone's giving you bad information, something that you know you don't agree
someone's
with,
telling you something you don't like,
they're giving you the squirts. Both those are interchangeable. You can switch the two. So like, if you don't like some, it's giving you the squirts. If you don't like someone, that they're giving you the shits. That's why a successful term. Because it's interchangeable.
Right. You just throw it in whatever.
You can throw it anywhere.
It's universal.
That's why it's shits.
Yeah. What Dwight said.
Unfortunately, I don't think we could ever make that a shirt.
No.
Okay. I'm just gonna put that out there.
This shirt that says, you're giving me the shits right now. On the front.
Maybe we should just do a limited run. Just to test the waters. Like 10 shirts. Like super limited.
Just in like Arial.
In Comic Sans.
Very plain. You're giving me the shits right now.
And on the back of the shirt just says, come on, stop.
All in lowercase.
No punctuation.
No punctuation whatsoever.
No grammar.
Just come on, stop.
See, this is why I'm not in charge of the shirt shop anymore. I gave it all over to Terry, because we would have a lot of shirts that just... It wouldn't sell, and it'd just be a bunch of, like, one-liner shirts.
Hey, whatever happened to the Legit Wants Some Chicken shirt? Did that one die?
It's in the R&D department right now.
Yeah, that's like, how do you make that a thing?
I think it makes its own
who
thing.
Who would buy that and wear it and not have to go around every day and explain it to people?
You're about to get a lot of tweets and comments of people being like, I would buy that.
See, the thing is, I've listened to people before and I've done the things that they wanted. And
oh, yeah, no, it's the
nothing
internet.
Came of it.
Yeah, no, it's the internet.
Yeah. It's like everyone gets really excited about it, and they think about it, maybe I wouldn't actually want to wear this.
Yeah,
and
it's
just
nine times
you
out of ten.
Son of a bitch!
Like that, it's like I call her bluff, and then just like, oh shit,
you're the one that loses.
So, what's your mental process in making shirts? You want a shirt that doesn't need to be explained.
Not
that can be universally accepted.
Like, I don't mind if, you know, if it's something that needs to be explained, as long as it doesn't have to be explained, you know?
Like, I don't understand what you mean.
If
you
it just looks,
like if it gets a good chuckle,
if it's
itself,
a good looking
it's
shirt
it's
and it's like you don't really need to explain anything to anybody, but if anyone acts about it, then
they're gonna ask
Tube City.
He wanna ask you a question. Like Tube City, that just looks good.
Or the Skylanders and shit.
Yeah. It doesn't drive the other people looking at it to ask.
It's weird. Like some of the shirts that we do make,
mm-hmm.
Stem off of like stuff that only lasted like two episodes.
Yeah.
Tube City was 2-3 episodes.
Yeah.
Skylanders and
Skylanders was a
whatever.
While.
That was like six.
That went for a while.
And. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that one lasts a little bit longer.
And see, that's one of the one. That's a good example of one that just looks good, and it's not going to drive people to ask like, "What's the deal behind this?" Because they're gonna see it.
What's up with the little lines, chump?
That's a cool looking shirt, and it'll be that. That'll be the end of it. And there is a story behind it, if you know, if that comes up. But
I think we need more conversation starters. That's why I think. You're giving me the shits right now. Like, I quit. Sure. Well,
you changed your entire opinion.
Excuse me.
been. Well, you see, when a mama and a papa,
boy,
papa,
see.
Papa love each other. You gotta, sometimes you squirt
just,
out.
Just sit back for a second, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story about the squirts.
It was messy.
Just tell them it's for charity. No one's gonna question it.
Oh, that'd be like, what charity?
Shut up!
Maybe shut up! Maybe you're mad, you're giving me the shits right now.
Come on, man! Seriously! After all I've done for you...
Just met you.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Oh, you just gotta forget about me.
Just gonna forget.
Well, like me like nobody. Yeah.
No, what? Now I don't mean anything to you.
I like how you guys are having this conversation between you two, and it's like you guys are staring at your screen the whole time.
I am playing 10 million right now.
I beat that game the other day.
Yeah.
Yep.
You made 10 million.
10.4. And I haven't maxed everything out, but I don't know. Trying to play now, I'm just like, well, I don't got any more goals to
do.
Yeah. Needs DLC.
Thing.
Called 20 million.
20 million. I like it. They could do it. They could do that easily. It would just be the same game, except.
Right?
Need to get to a higher score. I've been like. In a crazy, like, shift towards indie games lately.
Oh, it's fantastic, yeah, though, once you're like, in that, that groove.
It's like, I like that.
Yeah.
You drop 20 bucks on a, like, solid game that you could play forever.
20 bucks would even be, like, on the very
edge.
Yeah, that's
on the high end, too, yeah.
The very edge. Like, 20 bucks, I'm expecting some gameplay.
It's like, this year I'm more excited for the indie games that I follow coming out than I am for the big budget stuff. Is nice because it means I don't have to spend 60 bucks every
year,
and you get a game with more character,
yeah. And like Chasm, the game I've been following like heavy hard, their Kickstarter is finally done and they hit their goal. They got like 20,000 over their goal or whatever, so I'm excited about that. That's gonna be happening.
Chasm, never heard of it.
He has gone on a rampage on Twitter about it.
I'm gonna look it up.
It's all he talks about. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Discord games?
Yup.
Oh, wait, nope.
I think.
Nope. Don't remember this one. I thought this was that top down roguelike one.
Dover's Drop?
Yeah, thought it was that one.
That one's going to be crazy, too. A lot of good shit coming out.
This looks alright.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's going to be good. Like, the demo's out right now, and it's, like, already solid.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it.
Wait, it's on Steam?
No.
No, but you can greenlight it on Steam.
Yeah, they're in top 10 right now, too.
So. 2 days left to back it.
Oh, I thought they were done.
No, it says 2 days left right there.
Nice.
48 hours to go.
Let's see what we got here. I've been playing, when I'm not fishing, I've been playing a game called Cart Life.
You know, when I ain't fishing.
I've been playing this game called Get the Fish.
Get the Fish.
And I always get the fish.
I don't know. I randomly fucking seen it on Steam, and I was like, yeah, it's like an 8-bit black and white game. And literally, all you do is run like a little fucking street cart business. And I can't explain it how well.
What is it called?
It's called Cart Life.
Look it up.
Is it on Steam?
And it's got a fucking badass soundtrack. And like the characters.
I'm not going to lie to you right now. That actually sounds pretty fun. It's pretty interesting.
The characters, they have actual, like, attributes, and they have specific addictions. Mm-hmm. Like, the guy who works at the bagel cart has an addiction to caffeine, and if you don't friggin' feed him caffeine as his bar's going down, he fucking drags balls and starts making mistakes and shit.
Sounds
and
like
you
me.
Gotta, like... Yeah, it's like... it's hard to explain. It sounds like the dumbest fucking game in the world, but I've been playing the shit out of
cart. No, because... Okay. In the context of indie games, like, stuff like that is really interesting.
There is a. I'm looking at these screenshots here on Steam. One screenshot is some bald dude with a beard, kind of like, I think he's like he's sucking on his finger or something, and he goes, "It's funny how our blood tastes just like pennies, dimes, nickels, and quarters."
Oh, yeah, that's just it. The worst thing is you finally like I was playing the bagel guy. And he's just like,
so
you know,
playing the bagel dude, right?
Bagel dude. And all these guys got their own individual problems, right? And this guy just wants to fucking make rent. Like, that's all he's doing. He wants to sell some bagels to pay the rent.
Bagels make this rent money.
You get out there.
I'm gonna go out and get money.
And you have to actually go and find his cart. Like, he can't remember where he left it. And so you can spend all your fucking money, like, riding the bus and taking the taxi. And you don't want to fucking walk everywhere because then you waste the day walking around and you're like, well, then you run out of caffeine and you're like, fuck, dude, I'm walking
out. It's like Life Simulator right now.
I know, right? Sounds just miserable.
Sounds like my day.
I know, right?
I finally found this guy's bagel cart. I'm like, cool, well, now I'm going to start making some cash. No, you have to go fucking make bagels. Like, it's like, goddamn.
No, you gotta make the bagels now.
This isn't some magical cart that's got an infinite amount of bagels. You gotta fucking go to the store and buy the shit. It's horrible.
There's a game on Steam that just got greenlit called Papers, Please. I don't know if you guys saw that one. It's... You literally play like a border... Fucking...
La Migra.
Yeah, kind of border patrol person. You're like at the counter, and people walk up, and you have to check their passports, and you have to like pay attention to them to see if there's any like mistakes or if they've been forged or whatever.
Yeah,
you have to decide whether or not to let them through or anything. Like that shit is just got greenlit, and looks fun. I don't care.
I figured I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
yeah. I tried looking up it. I guess I got probably go to the green pit. You voted on 6 items. I need to green light more stuff.
That's some fun shit. You gotta just spend some time going through green light.
Super Amazing Wagon Adventure.
Yeah, is that the one with zombies? That one. I want that one. That one's been out for a while. I need to get that one.
You have like a machine gun on your wagon and you're shooting. Oh my god, everything's exploding. Now you're in the ocean? What is this? It's like Oregon Trail made by a crackhead.
Oregon Trail on crack is what it is, basically.
He's swimming in his cart. This is a Mario level.
Yeah.
Nice shooting Minecraft spiders.
Oh, dang, dude. They got somebody running across the border trying to... Oh, he jumped the fence. Oh, that's bad taste.
They're going to shoot him.
Oh, they are! Oh, shit!
Four more titles, greenlit.
No one gets by you.
Papers, Please. And it's like a communistic like bird or something. Yeah, yeah. Next.
So I want that one.
Wait, so I've actually never used this. You just click follow or what to get it to go?
What?
How do you green light? How do you tell
it
to go?
You just basically hit whether you would like to see the game on Steam or not.
Once a game's already been greenlit, I think all you have to do is favorite, or follow.
You don't do anything.
Like, okay, just wait for it to come out.
Papers, Please has been greenlit, so you can't really do anything.
Oh, okay. It's the shit before that. All right.
If you go to the greenlight section, is where you vote on all the stuff that you want to see.
We have a fascination for authority games. Yeah. And games that we could be a cop in, or we get to deny access to people's like rights or something. We love it. Like that's our shit. That guy just ran in and threw a bomb.
Yep.
Oh my god, we should have stopped him.
So wait, Terry, what was the name of that game you were talking about earlier? Kazus or whatever.
Chasm.
There you go.
Just gaggle it.
Because. I want to check that out.
Substance Designer 3.
And I've been telling... I told you a couple times, Dwight, about The Bridge, but you don't really like puzzle games. But The Bridge is fucking awesome, too.
You slow your roll right here, okay? You told me about The
Bridge
once.
You didn't even beat Braid. You didn't even beat Braid.
I couldn't. I was too stupid.
So you can't even beat The Bridge, then.
Oh, ouch. What? Now I can't beat games, because I can't do one. I see how it is. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, there needs to be another L.A. Noir.
That game got so boring and I couldn't kill civilians.
This actually earlier today, like, I want an L.A. Noir that has the courtroom component, too, after all this Phoenix
Wright
shit.
That would be an awesome idea, mainly because with L.A. Noir, after you convict someone, you're just like, okay, well, what happened? Yeah. What happened? Like, yeah. And I think in, like, the 40s or 50s, whenever it was placed, there wasn't really any, like, anything after that.
They just kind of shot him.
Well, yeah, they took him out back and they shot him old Yeller style.
You still did a trial.
But you had
trials then.
Right, but I think that was only for, I guess, really big cases, yeah?
No, trial is for everything.
Part of the Constitution. It's always been.
But I'm just saying that they probably skipped a lot of them back then.
No.
You may have had that right, but you're right. Your speedy trial. All right, you're guilty. Get in the back.
You might get railroaded during the trial.
Okay.
But
yeah. Well,
you would have a trial.
They got a lot of railroads back then. Okay. The train was just invented. All right, everybody on the train trying to get
true.
To court. No one makes it because the train sucks.
Not if this is accurate.
And they're just like, all right, he's probably guilty anyways. Just go out back, shoot.
Put him in the train.
Just shoot him.
But how would that work with the courtroom thing? Because he's a detective.
Well, you would have more than one character.
You would play more than one.
Switch between characters.
You'd switch over to
a lawyer. And
a lawyer.
It'd be Law and Order.
Law and Order.
L.A. Noir and Order.
Yeah. What about that, Alex, huh? You got something smart to say about that?
Yeah, you guys got a scoop going.
Come on, Alex. You're giving us the squirts right now.
I think you're saying would stick on faster if you stuck to one. That's my professional opinion for you, Dwight.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said I think your expression about the shits would stick better if you just chose one, either the squirts or the shits, and stop switching back and forth.
Nah.
Alright.
I don't like that.
Fair enough.
Okay, well, I tried.
Yeah, you tried.
Shut up, Terry, you're on my side.
I'm not.
You can't just tell someone they're on your side.
Terry, how many times I saved your life on the battlefield, huh? How many times? I don't want to bring that up. How
don't
many
you
times?
Do that, man. Don't do that.
Come on, how many times?
Don't do this.
Don't go there.
Don't make it about that.
You know who signed you up. Where's Dwight saved you? We're always saving him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had no idea I was such a burden.
You didn't? Really?
How could you not?
Did you not?
I'll have you know.
Go on.
That I've Go killed on. A couple of people on Battlefield.
I'm aware
I've
of
given,
that.
I've given a few people a few raspberries.
Yeah. I've razzed a couple of berries in my day, sir.
And my medals just the same as everyone else.
Cats versus aliens. War in space.
Did you guys hear about that Mars thing?
Walrus?
Mars, the planet. Mars.
Walrus?
What about walruses?
Sending people to colonize in 2023?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's old, awesome. Man.
That's cool. I saw it today for the first time.
Older than the internet.
It really isn't. It came out like 2 months ago. Yeah.
What's that? I search the internet every day at work because that's all I have to do.
Wait. So
Ryan, you need to get into Reddit, man.
Wait,
you'll be on the same curve.
I can't look at that at work.
You can't? Is it blocked?
I'm sure it is, and if it isn't, I don't want to.
Okay, fine.
Well, you don't want to do a little fitty-fitty?
What, you don't want to be cool?
No, I just look at Google News.
I got a bunch of comments saying that that's how we should end every podcast.
No.
Every podcast we should end with a 50-50.
I am down for that.
I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to participate, then whatever. We'll just talk about it. You behind your back. It's fine. You're not a man. You can't look at a single picture and deal with it.
Don't want to run the risk of looking at a dick. Today.
Oh, that 50-50.
Another ring incident.
I'm ready to roll the dice. I got nothing to lose.
I'm ready to pull the trigger, man.
That's dangerous.
Fire.
Dangerous game.
Good thing we live on Danger Avenue.
Damn. God.
That's cool as shit.
Holy shit.
where danger is not 50-50, it's 100.
Damn!
Oh, every day!
God damn!
I don't know if that's 100% or what. I just know that it's 100.
It's 100.
You fill in the rest. I'm tired.
I'm tired. I'm going to take a nap.
I live my life one cock ring accident at a time.
Dear diary, I got blasted again today.
I bet all I'm lost today.
It's a danger diary.
The danger diary. It's got that caution tape wrapped right around.
You're right. Big bold letters and sharpies. Keep out.
Got barbed wire around it. You don't want no part of this.
Keep moving.
My hangout dropped out and I can't get back in.
Someone invite him.
No, it's not like that. It just wasn't like starting up. There we go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Okay.
Be angry.
Get angry.
Get dangerous.
Damn. Damn. You on some Darkwing Duck shit.
Damn, that's some Darkwing Duck shit.
Speaking of that, who's ready for that DuckTales remake?
That's gonna be dope.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
When's that coming out?
I have no idea.
Not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
Alright.
Wait, and I barely seen like a little something on that. Is it actually going to be a reboot of the show, or are they redoing that movie?
Nintendo game.
Oh, they're redoing the. I thought you were talking about. I saw something about a cartoon or something a while back. I don't know if they're remaking the cartoon.
Nah, they're redoing the NES version in HD.
The 2D one. Oh, fucking game was hard.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It's a good ass game though.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a blast.
I think it was only level 3 that I could ever get to with the underground treasure level, where you got the caveman duck and the little triceratops.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very far in, because, you know, I sucked at the game, but...
Like every game?
Yeah, you know, just sucked that deep.
Yeah, I wish you were good enough to beat the bridge.
Yeah, you know, fucking, who played that fucking game? Never heard that game.
What are you the one talking about?
What's a bridge?
The bridge?
Yes.
Like in a song?
Game it on, was a, no, it's a game on
it
Steam.
It was a really good puzzle game on Steam, indie game.
It's like $12 though, isn't it?
Isn't Sanctum 2
it's,
out?
What's it's, com- it's coming out.
It's coming out. It's like five
yeah, Josh
days.
And I, when we were playing Age of Empires earlier, we were talking about that. Yes, I opened up Steam and was like, yeah, oh shit, Sanctum 2 is already out? Shit. I should have played Sanctum 1 more often. But yeah, 2's coming out. It's coming out the 15th, I think it said.
Yeah, it's like 5 more days. Yeah, somewhere right
coming
in there.
Coming soon, Sanctum 2, May 15th, $15.
We're trying to hone up Dwight's Age of Empires skills so we can play with the Aussies.
Yeah, I didn't know Josh was so good. Like the
he's RTS guy.
The first fucking game we played. I was just, like, getting my army ready. Like, just started, like, producing units, and it was, like, victorious! And I'm like, what? And I look over, and fucking Josh has, like, 1,000 people already taken all over the people. I'm like, I don't know what happened. You didn't even tell me that you were attacking anybody.
It's RTS. I thought it was implied of get your shit together and go kick the crap out of the other guy. I mean... That's how RTS works, right?
Did you know Josh is part Korean, so he's just amazing at these RTS games.
I try.
He likes to think.
I like, yeah, you know.
Sanctum 2 looks a lot like Sanctum 1. from the amount that we played Sanctum 1. Mm-hmm. It so, doesn't look that much different.
From the amount that we played it? Like 1 hour?
Yeah, I think so.
I played it a little while after. Me and my brother played.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have 116 minutes in that game.
Still not good at it, but... we played.
It was such an interesting concept. I'm really surprised that we never did go back into it. I think we should.
We tried, and then we were going to do a team play of it, but then it crashed. Like,
Yeah. Like, okay, and we lost all whatever.
Yeah, but that was around the time it came out, wasn't it?
Yeah, we last.
No, it was a little while after, because we got it, we played, and we're like, this is cool, and then we stopped for a while, and we went back, like, hey, we should probably do something with this, and then we played, and that's when it crashed. And we were just screwed.
It looks cool, though.
I don't want to put anything in stone, but I just want to bring it up to you guys, and then, you know, the people listen to the podcast, but I've the last week and a half, 2 weeks, I've really kicked my ass into getting into like a set schedule again for uploading. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday has all been hardcore. Tuesday, Thursday has been SMP. And Saturday service Saturday. And Sundays is going to be Conkers. And last Friday we released Cry of Fear, our team LP, which did actually pretty well. I was surprised because it's a...
Well, because it's been a while. It's been so long.
I think,
it's
like, well, yeah, maybe.
Subbox, it's like, oh, shit.
Well, that's the thing, is that I don't want to set it in stone until we can kind of try to get into the groove of doing it, but I want to see about maybe doing a team LP every Friday. I have enough footage from Cry of Fear to get about 2 or 3 episodes out of it, and I think, well, most games that we play, we usually play for about 2 or 3 hours, especially if we're having fun. Like, GTA will go on for, like, six hours.
We'll keep playing.
I'll fill up my hard drive, and that's a terrible thing, because when I fill up my hard drive, I can't do anything else.
Yeah.
And editing those, it gives me the shits. So.
Wish my GTA worked better.
Ryan, you're I don't know what your deal is, why it crashes on you all the time.
I don't know. I bought that fucking game. I have that game.
Yeah, hold on. So, I want to... Mondays, we usually record, back in the day, we record S&P.
Yeah, Mondays was S&P. Mondays should just be playing something day.
Playing something day?
Yeah.
We need to do an S&P day, though.
If we can just get 2 weeks' worth of S&P out on a Monday, the next Monday we could do a team LP, and we'll have enough. If we just alternate between the two and play enough, I think I can keep on top of the content... to where we're not forced to play stuff. Because right now, I have one more episode of S&P before we got to record more. And it's been, what, 2 weeks? Yeah.
I thought it was a ton more.
No.
He's put out a lot.
No. I don't think so.
No?
I'll
double check, but even still, we really need to get back into it, period.
Right.
Just because... we spend too much time out of it. We come back in. We're like, what did we do? Because I don't want to spoil anything, but we built a big-ass fucking train station from one base to another base. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And, like, people aren't going to see that for a while, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I'm pretty sure I've seen the last one you put out. I'm pretty sure there's a lot after that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think Monday nights we record stuff. You guys should, if you want to be a part of it, plan to, you know, be there and shit like
Monday
that.
Monday should be game.
Ryan, I know you have that you can't really get on until 9, but we got a lot of people on the East Coast.
I'll try,
I would really like for us to start recording stuff around, like, 6, so we're not up until 1 or 2 a.m.
6 your time?
Yeah.
I'm not even off work until 8 year or 6 year time.
Yeah, I know.
There's no way.
Wait! Don't you work at a bank? Why are you there?
I work from 10 to 7.
It's
an in-store bank. There are convenient branches.
That's right. That's right. I remember you saying that. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so they stay open much later than the others.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of a bummer, there and but, be like, hey, I mean, this schedule gave me the shits.
Schedule shit.
I quit. Just straight up, I quit.
I don't know. I'll try. I mean, or I come in late or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, maybe we'll do that for Team LPs or something.
I mean, there's a lot of shit that I can't play with you anyway that you guys can do without me. And then when we are playing something that I can play, we can just do it a little later. I mean,
You know, Monday is when I'm not fishing. I could totally show up.
Monday is when
there's a lot of shit my computer can't do, as you're aware.
Yeah, it's having a hard time just handling that microphone recently, it seems.
It's having a hard time just handling like Minecraft lately, dude. It's...
That and your internet's giving me the squirts right now, too.
Is it doing bad right now?
Yeah, y'all robot-y.
I have some season clicks, so...
Just say exterminate once for me.
Exterminate.
He did it! He did it!
Mikey likes it.
Why wouldn't I? Yeah, we'll figure something out.
I don't know.
I don't work tomorrow, but I'm gonna be busy having a good time. If you know what I mean.
No.
Am I invited to this good time?
If you want to come, you're more than welcome, of course. Always, Terry. My house is always open to all of you, except for Josh.
Yeah, that's
throw
fine.
That in there real quick.
If he's anywhere, anything like the way he plays Minecraft, he's definitely not welcome in my home. You think that's unreasonable to you, Terry?
No.
I think this should probably be the next game that we do.
We need to do that.
Yeah, I think we'll have a lot of fun with
that. There's a few games that are just sitting there. It's
Link?
Like,
it really is true, yeah.
You gonna show us or what?
Yeah, what the
fuck? I showed Terry.
Who cares?
Who fucking cares about Terry?
Alex, you know what it is.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
All right, hold on, all right? I'm on my couch with Terry.
Alex, you know what it is. Alex.
I'm upset.
Alex.
Wait, just turn your screen around toward the camera.
Alex, you already know what it is.
Someone send me a message in the Skype call so it updates my laptop Skype.
You can't even switch cameras. There you go.
Alex, what game did he buy you recently? And don't say it.
I'm gonna say it, but right? It sounds like
no, the IP is.
Where's the link?
654, good job. That one.
What link?
Damn, she that got expensive, it. Too. I'm glad I bought that when it was on sale.
Link!
It's in the Skype call!
It's already there!
No, it's not. I can't
yes,
see it.
Is.
Oh, there it is. There
God,
it is.
Look Ryan. Quit this. Yelling at me.
That seems pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to have the multiplayer aspect of it is supposed to be awesome.
Oh, I could buy that. Can my computer play it?
I don't know, Ryan. I don't know. But you guys should have it's one of those games where like you have like extra invitations. When you send it out, like when I gifted it to you guys, you guys should all have gift copies too. And I think Alex already sent his to someone.
Well, if anyone wants to send it to me, feel free.
Oh, it says right here, purchase game, receive 2 extra activations.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone's feeling willing, I'll take one.
I still got mine.
Terry, I love you.
Terry, send it to
a person. What was the rule earlier? You want to do that, you get out of my house.
He blew kisses.
Whatever.
Some quick news about our P.O. box. The little...
I want to hear this.
The complex that the UPS store that we have it in caught on fire.
What?
Yeah, it caught on fire last week, and there's fire and water damage and stuff like that, and like I went there to like go check it this last Monday. And a big old sign up, and it had like a warning thing from like the city saying that it's unsafe to be inside of it. And
so was it the whole complex, like Mountain Mike's gone?
No. Mountain Mike's is across from it.
Right.
You know,
it's the little island there.
It's the check and go and the bank and the UPS right there.
Yeah, and so I think I'm pretty sure it wasn't the UPS specifically. Hmm. Because looking inside, it seemed fine. You know, they took a lot of stuff out. I'm pretty sure it was the stuff behind it that caught on fire in, like, the back half of their stuff. Because the guy told me, because the owner, the people that work there, they know me now. The guy, he was there with his truck, and inside of his truck, he had, like, all of the mail and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay,
save
well,
the mail.
There's signs up that show say, like, I could go in between 11 and 1 p.m. and 4:30 and 6:30, or 4 o'clock to 6:30, to pick up stuff. And I'm pretty sure that's when, like, their truck comes to drop off stuff, so that's why it's only open then. So basically, I gotta go, and then I just go up to the dude next to his truck, and...
What's up?
Yeah. Like, yeah, no shady. Box 175, you know? So, yeah, to pick up the stuff. And that's how I gotta get stuff. He told me that they didn't lose anything. We didn't have any mail this time around, which was the first time I've been there so far that since having it that we had literally nothing. So I don't know if it's just a down week or if maybe we did lose something. Well, that would be awful.
Good time to not be getting mail.
Yeah, so so I'm gonna go check tomorrow and between one of those times and figure it out.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. So, what exactly, like, caught fire?
I don't know.
I didn't ask. I seen pictures of it, dude, but it was lit up pretty good. Fucking they had smoke coming fucking out of both sides.
You saw pictures of it? Are you here? Yeah. Not telling us?
Well, yeah, I sneak back into California every once in a while. You know, run away again.
Yeah.
Run away
again.
I get my 12 hours of California and then GTFO.
12 hours of amazing weather and then you get out of here?
Fuck no, your weather is fucking hot. I heard it was like in the 90s last week.
It hit 90s last week, but since then it was 70s all earlier this week.
It rained this week.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I miss rain so much.
It rained when Sam and I were coming back from Mount Diablo.
Yeah.
Like, when we were going up the mountain, we saw these, like, rain clouds coming in. We're like, the... And we're like, maybe we should turn back.
Yeah. Last week, my mom sent me a message. She was all, it's fucking 95. I was like, oh, it's like 70 here.
I don't
69.
Think your mom knows how to tell temperature.
It's possible.
Putting that on the table.
My mom's crazy, so it could happen.
Mom, you crazy.
She's crazy.
Shut up, Mom. I'm looking at the weather right now. It says 60.
I'm looking at my local weather right now.
It's like, you guys are already hitting 90 degree weather. It's like next month you're going to be in the triple digits already. It's like, fuck that.
Yeah, we will be in the triples soon, I'm sure.
Fuck that. I can't take it no more.
Let's look at the 10 day.
We'll be in 80s. 90s.
We'll hit low 90s Saturday, Sunday, and then boop, right back down to mid and low 80s next week.
See, that's tolerable. I love 80. 80 feels good.
80's not so bad. We're getting a lot of clouds.
80 here is like 100 there. It's dry. Because it's just so dry.
It's awful.
And so when it gets up to 100 here, it's just like you're on fire.
Yeah. That's like, dude, the worst heat I've ever been in is when I was in fucking school in Oklahoma, dude. It was 114. And it was like 85, 90% humid. It was awful.
Humidity, oh my god.
Oh no, it was so awful. Oh, I couldn't breathe. I was like, fuck.
I'd take humidity over dry any day of the week. I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Nope. Can't do it.
I can't.
And here comes the squirts.
Here they come.
Speaking of squirts, this is a terrible segue, but I just want to mention anyways.
You just want to say squirts.
Please don't finish that.
Just squirts.
Speaking of squirts, alright.
So I got a story, right?
Funny story about squirts.
No. It has nothing to do with that. Swifty introduced this, like, or to me, this guy on SoundCloud. His name's Glue70. I'm going to be using his song for the intro and outro, so you guys have probably already heard it by now. But he's a very talented guy. Like, Swifty found him through the Daft Punk subreddit, where someone mashed up one of his songs with the new Daft Punk song, and it came out pretty awesome. Looked into the guy's actual work, and he makes, like, a lot of, like, really, I don't know, the best word that I could come up with is funky music. Mm-hmm. It's very Daft Punk-ish, you know, but it's a little bit more smooth, maybe? I don't know. More electronic.
It's funky smooth?
It's funky smooth. So,
Funky smooth.
Messaged him up on Twitter. I was like, hey, man, you know, love your stuff. Be awesome if you wanted to maybe work out something where we can help each other. And,
my name's Mike. Can I suck your D?
Ended up getting a Skype, talked a bit, and I got permission to use his music. And so I want you guys to check out his SoundCloud. He has an album up on Bandcamp as well that he's selling for, I think, like €2 or something like that. I don't know. I think it's euros.
How much is that in American?
Two jelly beans.
I get it messed up. It's like $5 for us. But it comes with a bunch of songs. It's like 10 or 13 songs or something like that. I bought it last night. And it's fantastic. The guy he really has like a lot of talent, and his SoundCloud is full of really awesome stuff too. And all the links will be on the site. I want you guys to check him out, show him a little bit of support.
Give him a kiss.
Bye,
Terry.
No. Jalapeno squirts. That's what we got now.
It's good stuff. I'll send you guys the link to his SoundCloud here, so you guys can even check it out.
Want to touch the link?
Don't touch it.
Oh, I touched
it right now. Don't check it out right now.
But that song Cassin of his up on the top, that's from the album Points of Interest, though, that I'm talking about on Bandcamp. Mm. Awesome song.
No.
Did you say no?
Said new.
No, what?
No, as in what? Like, you're not going to listen to it? Or no, it's not good? Or...
I don't know. Just throwing it out there. Yeah.
Okay. All
right, leave it. I'm leaving my options open.
Josh, everybody.
Yeah, Josh is back.
And we're all so happy.
Yay, Josh. Not giving me the shits right now.
He's giving me the shits right now. Right in my chair.
Nobody cares.
Shit all over my chair right now.
Nobody cares, Ryan.
I gotta
Nobody
throw this chair out. It's awful.
Get the green apple splatters.
I never wanted this.
Not like this.
These shits are a burden that's too big to bear.
It was a good series of puns, I have to say.
Who left?
Me.
That was Ryan. Ryan's having some issues.
I'm done. I'm not. Oh, am I back?
Nope.
No bloop yet.
Not yet.
How are you going to bother? Oh, bother.
So, you guys going to play Smash Bros. After this?
Well, apparently we don't have to.
I got Dead Island now. Somebody want to play with me?
Apparently, somebody fucking destroyed the game already.
Why don't you just reset the card?
Wait, so you have everything already?
Yeah.
Apparently so. I don't know how the fuck it happened. Who did it? It wasn't me. But I would be the only one that would have played Brawl.
Is that the same memory card you've had since you had the Wii?
Yes.
It might have been me.
When did you come over and play Brawl?
It would have been years ago, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, we've had that Wii since, I don't know, probably about 6 months since the Wii came out.
It might That's have probably been it. Then.
It's very interesting.
Interesting, if true.
I almost wish that Bagetta left Melee.
Yeah.
You know, so I can work on that. Or, well, you work on that, so you can work on that.
we wouldn't use any of the... Well, no. I don't know. I don't even remember who was missing. He can do that, because he needs to get Dr. Morrow anyway.
Yeah.
He'll do it, because he's going to practice.
That's true.
Yeah.
He needs it.
Well, do you want to spoil it? Is this going to come out before...
No, it's definitely not. It'll come out next week, probably. We had a little hiccup on the last round. I don't have any sound for it. I have the audio from us, but I don't.
That's all you need.
Yeah, no. In all honesty, that's all you need. Maybe I'll throw in our Team LP music in the background. it'll be good. It'll be good. It was fun. We had a fun night yesterday. For those who follow us on Twitter, you guys got little hints.
Ryan, I was going to play Lucas and make you proud, but...
Lucas sucks!
See?
Yeah. I was going to do Lucas, though, and then I remembered...
Lucas sucks. It's all about Ness. I'm going to be a little bitch about it. Shit.
But then I remembered we were playing on Brawl, and I had the Wiimote controller, and I was like, no. Not this character with Wiimote.
Oh, I won't play it. I'm bringing a GameCube control with me.
Yeah.
I won't do it. I won't have it.
I don't know. We should probably look into maybe getting some better ones, better controllers.
My brother has my GameCube ones. I'll just bring them over.
Are they still in working condition?
Yeah, they were when I left. Because,
like, Bagetta, you know, he had decent controllers and all, but we had a drifter, we had a broken button.
I don't think I have any of that happening.
So,
I took pretty good care of my controls.
Yeah, the ironic thing is I have two WaveBirds at home, but the receivers are missing.
That sucks. The WaveBird's a badass controller.
Yeah.
See, like, you and Bagetta were talking about that. Like, you mentioned it. Y'all, you got a WaveBird in there? And I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, what is that?
Is that like a magical creature for GameCube?
You guys can't pick up a cheap-ass classic control for the Wii?
Yeah, no, I'm probably going to get a couple of those. But the thing is...
Used for like $10.
They
right?
They still, I mean, these guys, they love their GameCube ones. GameCube, you know.
Controller. Yeah, it's gotta be. I even saw an adapter for the Wii U to use the GameCube control, so I could probably use that for the next Smash Bros.
That's sick. I remember playing the 64 one. That one was fun.
Yeah, it's okay, but like from a person like me who doesn't actually, I didn't grow up with those. It was always just something. I mean, I played it probably the most at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just us playing in the living room, you know, every now and then. And I was never really good at it. I was decent with Jigglypuff, which was odd because it's Jigglypuff. But, you know, I was okay with her.
Puff can get it.
Yeah, you know, if you work hard enough, Puff can get it.
Who told you Jigglypuff wasn't good?
Yeah, dude, everyone? If you can get them to sleep in midair when they're over the cliff.
Yeah, that's it, dude. Jigglypuff's pretty bomb.
Maybe I should get some fucking work in with the Puff again. Come on, yeah, all sleeper.
I remember on the 64 version, I played...
It's not fair, I don't have any practice.
But it was like Star Fox. I played Star Fox and Luigi were the two characters I played.
Oh, what? Well, let him continue.
Fucking everyone played Fox.
But no, yeah. Fox was such a bitch.
Because Fox was fucking the best one back then. He was fucking top tier and shit. But no, Ryan, let me tell you. When you get that control in your hands, it all just comes back.
I know, I'm sure. Come on.
It's fine.
I have a little doubt.
Not for me.
But yeah, Fox used to be my fucking go-to. I fucking mastered the shit out of Fox in 64.
Yeah,
and they changed him a little bit in Melee, and I kind of drifted off and tried other people.
Well,
and then Brawl, they just turned him into a fucking brick.
Well, they sped the game up from the 64 to the GameCube one.
Yeah.
And he was no longer the fastest guy. He was kind of just in the pack.
He was average.
Yeah.
And then Brawl, they fucking made him, like, he drops like a rock in Brawl. He gets that short little jump, and he just goes...
He's just gone.
It's stupid. Like, it's really hard to control.
That's the that's the thing with characters, coming again from someone inexperienced as me, that I can't play any character that doesn't have like a triple jump.
Yeah.
Like, I need two regular jumps. So you got the double jump, and then I need some other move that just shoots me up a little bit.
And then don't play Yoshi.
So you need Ness or
Yoshi. Well, Yoshi has that.
Don't touch
the
Yoshi
float.
Or Ness. Yeah, or Yoshi has the float, but still.
And Ness has that fucking loop.
Fucking retarded,
Ness has
dude.
The loop, and you don't.
Who's
don't
retarded, Ness?
No, I said his triple jump, his third like up C or whatever the fuck, dude. That jump would take
you
so far. You
gotta guide the lightning behind him,
dude. If you can master it, it's the best thing in the world.
I will say that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is his
I use that thing as the most deadly weapon in the world.
I will say that, like, I've been watching a couple videos online back in the day, like watching a professional player play Ness. Is probably the most graceful thing I've ever seen in the world. He's just floating, flipping, and like the lightning comes around, shoots him in the butt, and he gets a little whoop, you know, yeah. And it can be beautiful to watch someone play Ness.
It's beautiful.
You said that.
I enjoy watching myself play Ness.
I don't know if I'm gonna cry watching you play Ness.
You might.
If I do, Ryan, I'll buy you a 6-pack of balls.
Take that.
That's 3 sets.
Does this tickle your pickle?
Ryan?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all fine.
yes. Thank God.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I played Smash Brothers, and I'm excited. I'll warm up at my brother. I'll warm up at my parents' house.
Everyone used to fucking pick Kirby. I remember Kirby being popular.
Yeah, because Kirby's got a 6 jump.
Yeah.
You don't die. When you do Jigglypuff and Kirby, you can hang in there for a long time.
Oh, man. I really want to talk about stuff from yesterday, too. Mm-hmm. I can't. Kirby's good.
And I remember everyone getting in a fight and banning Pikachu. Pikachu was like fucking cheating.
Why? Who banned Pikachu? Yeah.
Who bans Pikachu? Pikachu!
You're that big of a bitch that you can't even play? Like, you're gonna start banning characters?
He's, what was it? Everyone was all pissed off about his up B attack, where you could do like 5 times or something. So you could basically clear the whole screen with his up B. His little teleport, triple jump, or whatever.
Oh.
Whatever, you can stop that.
Was that
simple
like...
baseball bat to the face. Game over, Pikachu.
That had to have been, like, between your friends,
guys. Yeah, because we didn't do that shit.
Pikachu was whatever.
Pikachu was a little bitch. He didn't have nothing on anybody. PK Thunder takes out his little Pikachu bullshit.
You can zip around all you want. Egg's gonna find you.
Egg's gonna find
it. Everyone knows Yoshi's egg.
Yeah, a picture of DMX, but with Yoshi's head. Egg's gonna give it to you. May's gonna be a fun month.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff happening in May, and I really, really hope I got to get on top of shit now. And start working on things. Because if I don't start getting into the groove and getting stuff done now, then the end of the month I'm just going to be squirting everywhere.
No.
Why?
We don't want that at all.
Can we agree to never use it in that way again? Promise me.
Nope.
Dwight, it's like I agreed to nothing of the sort.
Nah. Can't stop this train.
It's gravy train.
Oh, no, not gravy train.
It is a gravy train if you think about it.
Not the good kind. I get it.
Ryan gets it. Talking about butt gravy.
Break it down for him, Terry. I don't think he gets it.
Just in case.
Tell me all about it.
Never again.
Looked up some Brawl stuff here, and it's just like the people that put up stuff for Brawl is just like, what does this one say? Online matches with Soul Silver 79.
Damn.
Double X.
Yeah, damn. Sounds
just like online matches and stuff. I feel like Smash Brothers, as fun as it is, I don't think that fighting games lend themselves very well to be played online, because I think latency plays a big factor in it.
Yeah, it would have to be like really good, yeah. Solid online.
The
dedicated
Fighter
servers
3,
would be the key.
Yeah,
Street Fighter 3 wasn't, or I mean Street Fighter 4, sorry, wasn't bad, but like you said, every once in a while you get just a little bit of lag and it's like blue.
That's all it takes. Is it's just
yeah,
that's
all
one
it
moment.
Takes is a second of lag for somebody to be up your ass and you can't move.
Yeah.
Who's giving us a bunch of white noise?
Someone who ain't talking.
I hear that shit too.
Adrian? Adrian hasn't said shit.
Adrian, say shit,
you guys
bro.
Don't give anybody a fucking chance to talk, bro. What the fuck?
You're yeah, okay, Mars. Hold on.
This
guy, he's a Tim Austin.
Like 30 minutes ago.
You gotta know that right now. You gotta butt in if you got something to say.
No, it ain't happening with you guys. I'll try to say something, and then you guys are like, blah, 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 blah.
You
got fucking
it.
Nah, shit.
You keep
talking. You nope, not happening.
Stop.
Yeah. Stop.
I totally
stop. In the name of
I like, but I like what he, I like what he did right there.
So Adrian, you what? Did you play Smash Bros at all?
I used to watch a couple people. Like I don't know how you guys played that. It's not saying it's crap, but like it was just what the hell. I don't know. I guess I never really understood it.
It was just fun.
Yeah, I was, but like, there was like even when I was going to FIU, dude, there was people just playing there, and they were just like, it was like what. Like, hey. I played it, but they played it, like, on another level. It was ridiculous. It's like Whitey with his fighting games, but, like, with Smash. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
That's how it is, man. That's how it is.
I think the game came around in the era of LAN games. Like, yeah. It was the era where you play games with people in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Brawl, I mean, it's four people on one screen. And it's just like a free for all. It's just a fuck fest the whole time, man. And the same thing with Halo 2. Like Halo 2, that was in the area where like Xbox Live was kind of crappy, and you didn't really.
Yeah,
it
like,
doesn't.
And you got to pay for it, and it's like you couldn't because
yeah, you're a kid.
You're a kid.
And,
yeah. It's like so now you.
Yeah. So you go to people's houses and you just have like the time of your life. You yes. know, if anything, Ryan, I bet that's what really cemented your love for Halo was just the fact that we had such awesome parties.
I still have an awesome time playing Halo.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying, though, is
yeah,
that
I know,
you
I know,
love
I agree,
that series because you have such a history with it.
I do. I love
it's like,
that.
I remember in college we system linked three fucking Xboxes together mm-hmm. for 12 players on Halo.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was the first Halo. I mean, I played the shit out of the first Halo. And that was, like you said, it was just super fucking
God, we had
fun. Of course, you were fucking smashed by the time you were done, you know, playing the fucking game, but...
Not at my parties.
Right?
Oh, your party sucked.
We were up for 3 days at a time.
Yeah, we stayed up for 3 days straight drinking just energy drinks.
That's the worst possible thing we could do to ourselves.
Yeah, worse than, like, drinking, binge drinking.
I know, right? Fun, though. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Especially when you pee off somebody's balcony.
Oh, this guy. You're one of those people.
Halo!
Speaking of peeing. Now that I have your attention.
Please don't finish that thought.
He's got for segue.
It's just that the fact that Josh brought it up and like it was the only party that I ever went to of Josh's. Didn't Dan pee on one of your goats?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah. Right? No? Am I remembering that wrong?
I wasn't out in the backyard. I didn't see it. Oh. But he tried to buy me dinner after that.
What?
Yeah?
Yeah. He felt really bad, so I was like, dude, it's cool. I don't...
It's cool they love pee. It's fine.
I was like, just... whatever.
Trust me, if they're not used to it now, then there's something wrong with them.
I mean, at the time it was pretty shitty, but, you know, you get over such things.
That came to my head.
Yep.
These are the things I remember, but I can't remember, you know, things I learned in school. But I'll remember when someone takes a piss on a goat.
You piss on a goat, I'll remember.
You better believe.
That's locked in there.
That's locked in.
That was the same night that he jumped in the pool like naked or in his underwear, wasn't it?
I think he was really actually full blown.
He was naked.
Yep.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was
that.
Naked.
I came walking out. I came walking out of the back of the house. And I was like, "What the fuck is this guy doing?" I was like, "What's going on?"
Yeah.
Nobody can have a naked swim party without this guy.
That was a good night.
It was actually a pretty fun party, and I commend you, Josh, for having such a party. It was fun.
I didn't think you had it in you.
We thought you were a total nerd.
Nah, it was a cool house to have it in.
Mm-hmm.
You had a nice backyard, a big open living room too. Didn't you have a pool table too?
Yeah, right.
Had
everything.
No shortage of goats.
No shortage of goats.
Yeah, there's a pool table in there.
Yeah, yeah. Pool table.
You guys never wanted to come back, so you know.
You never invited me.
Well, yeah, it's because you guys pissed on my goats.
I didn't. I even offered to help start cleaning up. I think I was cleaning up, and you told me, no, don't do that.
Yeah, I clean up. I clean up the night after, dude. It's cool.
Yeah, let's clean up the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know what that was for now. That was for Vanessa's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yep, I remember. Because I bought her a hookah.
Yeah, she got...
The one that lit up.
And she got drunk off, like, 2 vodka and cranberries or something.
I don't think she stopped there, either.
No, she didn't. We just pushed her in the pool. Yeah, fucking you drunk. That. Fucking swim, bitch.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, that's because, yeah, Robert was there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think that was before they started dating, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because his wife was there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. That was when he was married.
That's what, yeah. I don't know whatever happened to that. I haven't talked to Robert in forever.
That's over.
Yeah, no, that's been over for ages. But, no, well, I think...
Obviously.
Yeah, I think Robert and Vanessa are just in their own world.
Yeah.
I think that's why none of us have really talked to him.
What? See him at work.
Yeah, I know you see him, but...
He's acting.
Is that the only time you ever talked to him?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That GameStop has stopped being the same after Lou moved over to
yeah.
He was the glue.
Yeah. Lou was the glue.
The glue holding us all
together. Everyone just started going their own way.
It's weird how that happens.
Yeah.
You left first, though.
Yeah, I definitely Josh. Did. I definitely did. I did. The day that I actually told Mr. Rich Brown that I quit, he was like... What did I do to fail you? And I was like, dude, it's GameStop.
there was nothing you could do from the beginning.
I was like, I was just... This he's like, well, who happen. Am I losing you to? And I was like, well, I'm moving out of state, man. So, I mean, there's really nothing...
I gotta get out of town instead. For a thing.
I was like... he actually asked me, he's like, well, what do you mean you're going out of state? I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of California, so I don't know what you want. He's like, oh, okay, man. Well, it was good to work with you. It's like, yeah, okay.
Whatever.
But dude, he actually did something pretty cool. He's like, dude, if you ever come back to town, you always got a job here. And I was like, no, all right.
Okay.
So,
whoa, pushy. Ever... God, you know, I'm not even out. I'm not even gone yet.
Well, hold on.
It's like, well, damn.
You take away?
Hey, you wouldn't have got that treatment if it were Joel.
Fuck no, dude. Fuck that guy. Dude, I told you I almost got in a fight with him, right?
Was it after the...
It was the Borderlands return policy thing that he made me return that brand new game for.
Yeah.
And he made me talk to him over that customer's phone and started bitching me out on their phone.
Yeah, yeah,
and I asked him where he was, and he was like, well, I'm in Tracy. I was like, well, get here. I'll meet you in Tracy in 20 minutes because we're going to talk about this. And he was like, what?
At noon. What happened? Tracy Boulevard.
And he was just like, and he was all, I don't think it really needs to come down to that. Just go ahead and take care of the customer. I was like, no, dude, this is, no, you need to get here. No. We're going to talk about this. And he never showed up.
He didn't even show up.
Didn't even freaking show up.
Call him at his house later. You a bitch, Joel.
Hey, I called him on his cell phone, though. I was like, hey, where you at? He's like, Sacramento. I was like, we're supposed to have a talk, dude. Where are we going to schedule this?
That ain't Tracy. You know that ain't Tracy, right? Did you make a wrong turn?
You know you fucked up now.
I cut the I-5. Oh, you're out 99, that's right. Oh, I took the wrong freeway.
Man, I just kept going up.
Just kept going.
He just got in his car and he drove.
And the next time he showed up to the store, I was like, hey, dude, I didn't know you were pimping a GameCube. Oh, he got so mad. He was driving one of those Kia Souls or whatever the fuck they are. And it was even that indigo color. It was like that purple color. It was like, dude, you fucking riding around a GameCube, man.
Fucking nerd.
That was about the time that he quit or whatever. He got transferred to another district. Ah, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Got moved to Sacramento.
Yep.
That dude will throw you under a bus if a fucking customer calls
him. Oh, yeah. And I was tired of it, so yeah, that's when I called him out, and he was like, what? You want to what? I was like, get your ass here, dude.
Just come here. I just want to talk to you.
I just want to talk.
We're just going to talk.
We're going to talk. All right? Talk. Come, Tracy.
Take a little gray hair off the top of your head, man. Little gray hair.
Come, Tracy.
Oh, I fucking hated that guy.
Why don't you just meet me and Tracy? What's wrong with Tracy? What's going on? Talk to me. Hey, come, Tracy. Talk to me.
Terry,
let's make a deal.
Terry, he wanted us to put the live systems out on the floor during Christmas season.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no, these aren't going to get stolen. I was like, motherfucker, this is like, hell no. Get out of here. I'll just go ahead and put all these Wii's out here. Not that we're selling out of these every 5 seconds.
We had someone steal a 3DS off the floor. The ones that are like chained to the wall.
Some guy went in there and clipped it off.
Clipped it off. How do you think a fucking live system not attached to anything is going to do?
What? Someone stole a chained 3DS?
Yeah, dude, this is very common. Like, this isn't even surprising. They turned around and did the same thing to the PSP.
Jesus.
Like,
who steals a PSP?
Yeah. Who even wants a
man?
PSP?
That is a desperate man.
God damn it, Terry. Now I'm thinking about Joel.
Thinking about kicking him.
I never met this Joel character.
You
sounds like a jabroni.
He was district manager.
He was a DM. Mm.
I don't know. I met a lot of the GameStop people through you guys. You know?
Yeah. Well, we never did anything with this guy.
Yeah. Go figure. He would he'd always be in Sacramento. We don't meet him in Tracy.
Right?
This guy doesn't know his left from right.
Fuck that. Bringing back bad memories. I don't want to think about that shit.
Then stop. Stop thinking.
Think about Terry's got it in my brain.
Yeah, think about fishing.
Think about being on that open water.
Hmm?
Just out there.
You fishing on a boat or a dock or
all just under
a puddle.
You just go fishing
into a puddle. You buying fish at the store, throwing in a puddle and fishing.
Oh yeah, dude! Freaking look at that dead fish. Yeah, I got it.
I got it.
No, we got
it. Who got that? Who got that fish?
He's all by himself.
I got that.
The Missouri River is actually only 10 minutes outside of where I work. So I just take my shit to work, and after I get off at 5, I just go down there to the river and fucking fish.
Sam and I have decided that this summer we're going to go out fishing more, too.
Hell yeah. I've gone 3 times this week already.
Yeah, how was your birthday?
It was cool. It's another day. I fucking don't care about birthdays. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah,
I know, right? You kind of just give up on that.
To Begetta. Just because, you know, I could, and he's very tender.
I'm at the age where, like, I don't need a specific day to do something fun I wanted to do. I don't need an excuse to go out and do something cool. You know, it's my birthday, I want to go do something. Fuck you, do it and do it next week. Like, Leanne and I's 2-year anniversary was this Monday, this last Monday. And we couldn't do anything because of she can't get a day off of work and everything like that because she was still on her probation period. Which I think, actually, she got out of that on Tuesday, I think. Her 90 days was up on Tuesday, so she's a full employee now.
Yeah.
And can request days off and stuff, but I think she told me that her next day off wasn't for, like, another week and a half or so. But I was planning to, you know, take her out for a trip and stuff. I don't want to say on the podcast, because I know she listens to it, so.
Not.
Maybe. But, yeah. No, I was going to take her out and have fun, but we're not going to be able to do it for like another week and a half or 2 weeks. And me personally, I can give two shits.
Mm-hmm.
Who says that, you know, it's only society that says that we have to do it on our 2-year anniversary, you know?
It's they can go get talking. That's all
that's Hallmark right there, just trying to make cards.
They can go get the squirts.
Trying to brainwash us with their cards, man.
Chevron trying to make us buy all their gas.
It's a bunch of bullshit. That's all that is.
So, yeah. Who cares? I don't need a specific day.
You said fuck it.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Say fuck it.
No. Okay, stop that.
You gotta say it.
I'm not gonna say it, Josh.
Say it with the chest.
Say it with the chest. Alex.
Hmm?
How are you?
How you doing?
Hi. Hey, buddy.
He's playing that rap and rock.
Alex, what are you doing after this?
Yeah.
What's up? Shaving my pubes.
Do you need some help?
That's legit.
You want some chicken?
Shit.
Yeah, keep
you want to come help?
Just imagine someone wearing that shirt and actually having an opportunity to say it. And, like, they just say it. It's like, because, I mean, you say that to anybody else without wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, what? You know? But if you're wearing the shirt and someone does something legit, you're like, that's legit. You want some chicken? And the person looks at you and they see you're wearing a shirt that says that. Like, oh, okay. Oh.
See, Terry, it's fucking golden, man.
Yes, for that very specific situation. Absolutely.
People will remember that for the rest of their lives.
The rest of their lives.
They'll forget all about geometry. But
now they will just push it right out.
Push it right out, and that memory gets locked.
It's not going nowhere.
Mm-mm.
You don't even need this geometry bullshit. I'm here to stay. Gonna make you forget your parents' faces. I don't even care.
So, well, right. Anybody have anything else to contribute to the podcast, or should we head on out?
I was just about to say it is time for bed.
Well, that's a downer.
Well, you don't have to say it like that. I mean,
sorry, I gotta work tomorrow. You know, so does Ryan.
I mean, we all have to work.
Yeah, well,
Ryan, I think Ryan's talking.
You don't have to be like a dick about it. I mean, we're all trying to have a good time, right?
Yeah, I thought everybody was going to eat the chips.
I was just about to say that. I thought everybody was going to eat the chips.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
All right, thanks everybody for listening to the podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Adrian, thank you so much for being here and contributing as much as you have.
Contributing like my 2 minutes.
And telling us how much we talk about random fucking nothing.
And how we give you no chance to talk, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. God.
It's a podcast. You gotta keep moving.
Oppressing me. God.
You gotta say, jump in.
The pressure.
Yeah. Jump in, say it. You gotta dominate it.
Adrian, you got something to say?
No. Goodbye.
No, she's giving us shit. She's giving us shit.
Oh, we're talking too much. You ain't got nothing to say anyway.
Next time Adrian's on the podcast.
Not now, because the podcast's over anyways. Jeez.
We keep going.
We go.
Hey, listen, we got something to talk about. We're in charge, all right?
It's like, next time Adrian's in it, he just needs to pop in like, this is Adrian, motherfucker. Be like, what's to say?
Stuff just balls just on the table.
Yeah, that's how it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Yay! You guys gonna go play your raggle frack?
What?
It's called Fraggle Rack, right?
Called Fraggle Rack online.
You're
play
weak.
Your Fraggle Rack.
Weak.
Alright, well, okay, let's just end it there. Thanks everybody for listening to T-Mogus Podcast. We'll see you next week, hopefully with a better podcast than this.
Why? Did you talk squirts the whole time?
I've been squirting since day one.
And your segues with
squirts since three. Hey, my segues are golden.
Yeah, yellow with piss.
Yeah, golden. Oh, shit, you see it. Damn it.